Good morning. You all may be seated. Go ahead and take a seat. Good to see you all. We haven't been here in a while, have we? Well, today what we're going to talk about is about fathers. How many of you today said Happy Father's Day to your dad? Good. Guilt by association. Well, listen to this. God says something about this. God says something to you about your dad. Maybe you didn't know this was in the Bible, but listen closely. Listen, my sons and daughters, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. This Bible verse from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 tells us to listen to our father's instructions, to pay attention, and to gain understanding. Now, I know that all of you listen to your dads, right? How many of you listen to your dads? I see some smiles and I see some coy looks. Yeah, I know. How many of you listen to your dads 100% of the time? If you're honest, you'll put your hand down, Lillian. So therefore, listen to this. I have some tips for you about your dad. The top 10 list of what dads say. Why? Because I said so, that's why. How many of you heard that? I have. Just wait till you have kids of your own. My son is here today and he's heard that before. Isn't that right, Alyssa? What did I just get finished telling you? Yep. This is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. By the way, I don't like that one, but it's on my list. Do I look like I'm made out of money? Not now, I'm watching the game. When you break your leg, don't come running to me. I've heard that one. No, we are not lost. No, we are not lost. Dads don't like asking for directions. They know where they're going. They're not lost. They're just temporarily misguided. Number two, be quiet. Can't you see I'm trying to think? And the number one thing that dad will tell you, how do I know? Ask your mother. But you know what? Dads do know. And your dads are very important to you. Why is dad so important to you? Why is he important to you today? What has he done for you today? He has brought you here to listen to God's word. And that's why dads and moms are important. And that's why on Father's Day, you should give thanks for your father. You should listen to his instructions and pay close attention to him. For a Christian father will bring his children to hear of their heavenly father and his heavenly father. And here on Holy Trinity Sunday, that's what we're hearing today. We're hearing about our great father in heaven. We're also hearing about the son who has saved us from our sin. And we're also hearing about the Holy Spirit who at your baptism gave you a very precious gift. He gave you the gift of faith. And that in giving you the gift of faith, you believe in God the Father and in God the Son and in God the Holy Spirit. And therefore, today it is right and proper for us to give thanks to God in heaven and also to give thanks to your Father for bringing you here today and bringing you to church every Sunday. And dads, that's so important to raise your children in a godly home and to bring them to church. For in this day and age, we don't stand a chance by ourselves. And dads know that, don't they? Keep coming to church. Keep coming to hear about Jesus and all that he has done for you. So therefore, let's close with a prayer. We pray. We fold our hands and we close our eyes and we bow our heads. Lord Jesus, thank you for being our Redeemer. Thank you, O Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for being our God, for creating us, for redeeming us, for setting us apart, for giving us that great gift of faith, and therefore the great gift of life eternal, of heaven with you forever. Lord Jesus, we ask that you bless our dads today, and may they always be Christian men who bring their children to hear about their Heavenly Father. And in Jesus' name we all pray. And all the children said,